But fantastic to see here as part of the experience, which is the Classic Wallabies. Find out more via the website classicwallabies.com.au. But you're not in Dubbo anymore. You're in Kansas, better known as Bathurst. And tell us a bit about what you're up to.
Never heard it referred to as that, but there you go. Learn something. Always learn something new when talking to you. Down in Bathurst and then enjoying life. And obviously, went to school there. It's a good town, eh?
Yeah. Of course, you've got experiences there in the last couple of years. Super W game, which is great to see, and that space is just going to get bigger and bigger, isn't it? As we move into a new season of Central West Rugby. Bathurst Bulldogs have done a really good job, but now it's good to see in Central West Forbes and Parks getting bigger with their rugby with the ladies.
Yeah, I think exciting. Bulldogs have got Dean Oxley back on board, which I think is a good move for them. But I love seeing the growth of the game through the women's game, and I think that's really exciting and a real spark to the rugby community throughout Australia.
Still doing some public speaking and inspiration work. Tell us a little bit about that and lay on your website so we can book you to get stuck into it.
Yeah, mate. So I work with corporate ag teams and do a bit of speaking as well, sort of thing. So going pretty well. I'm on the road a fair bit and enjoy it. So yeah, just LinkedIn by Robinson, probably the best one, mate. Okay. Track me down on.
Fair enough. And also moving forward, Super Rugby. We've had 2 years of this Super Rugby AU. Do you think it's been good for the game? We've been able to play against each other, get some game experience for all the young players, and then we now move on to play New Zealand. Okay, there's a bit of a bump in the road against the Chiefs for the Waratahs, but we've got to play these guys, if we're going to win a World Cup.
Yeah, I think just playing rugby is obviously beneficial. You want to be out there playing, and as you said, if you want to win a World Cup, you've got to beat the best, sort of thing, so you might as well be playing against them now, yeah.
Well, you're married to a young Polish lady. How are things over there? Of course, it's next to Ukraine, and got some mates over in Poland that are having a bit of fun with all the refugees and that. Still trying to get your boys to either decide, your family to decide, may they want to be Wallaroos or Wallabies or play for Poland in rugby. But how's things over there? You've been a bit distant from it, or you've had a bit of feedback from relatives in Poland?
Yeah, probably nervous, cautious. Yeah. That'd be probably our job, their state, the in-laws, where they're at with it all.
Of course, always with them. And the Ukrainian Rugby Union, you can find out more about them, rugby.org.ua, if you want to get out there and support them, because, they're selling everything in the joint to go out there and put arms in the back of trucks to save their lives. It's incredible. We don't see it. There's a great story about one of the fellas who went to the World Cup in 2011 with Georgia, who's been cooking food and all that sort of stuff for people who've been doing it tough as well. So, and of course, it's not only the Classic Wallabies here, but the Classic Wallaroos. They bring a bit of style and a bit of class to the joint.
Yeah, probably a lot more than the Wallabies do. Although, saying that last night, some of the ladies let their hair down. Anyway, no, it is good to have them involved. I think it's good for them to be able to reconnect and be out and amongst the communities, and also for the girls coming through to see some role models and the opportunities that are available to them these days is pretty exciting.
Well, Bo, it's been fantastic to catch up with you, mate. As you say, catch up with Bo Robertson via LinkedIn and getting to do some speaking, getting to do some inspirational work for your corporate or your business. And we want to thank you for your time. Wish you all the best, man.
Always a pleasure.